There are five crowns for Christians. Some will receive all, and some will receive none at all. Jesus wore a crown for me, a crown of thorns. I'd like to win these crowns so I can lay them at his feet. There is the incorruptible crown. You find this in 1 Corinthians 9:25. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. This is for mastering your body and not letting your body master you. This is for yielding your body as a tool of righteousness to God, not as a tool of unrighteousness to the devil. Then, there's the soul winner's crown. This is described in Philippians 4:1. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. This crown is for leading the lost to the Lord. Tell me, have you ever led anyone to the Lord? You haven't, and you're a Christian? Oh, hide it from hell if you can. It's enough to make the demons rejoice. Hide it from heaven if you can. It's enough to make the angels weep. Hide it from the world if you can. It's enough for the world to call you a hypocrite. Oh, just now pray, Lord, lay some soul upon my heart and love that soul through me. And may I nobly do my part to win that soul for thee? And win that soul, and you'll get the soul winner's crown. Then, there's the crown of righteousness. This is found in 2 Timothy 4:8. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. This is for living a righteous life and looking for and loving the Lord's return. Then there's the crown of glory. You find this in 1 Peter 5:4. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. This crown is for feeding and fending the flock, praying for and protecting the flock. And there's the crown of life. This is described in James 1:12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. This crown is given for faithfulness. These crowns aren't to be worn on our heads. They're to be presented to our Lord. This is seen in Revelation 4:10. Now, because the Lord wore a crown of thorns for me, I want to win all of these crowns that I might present them to the Lord. Do you remember the story of the 40 famous wrestlers? Nero had these men. They were his bravest and boldest. They were the best men of the Roman Empire, the greatest of all the soldiers. They won victories throughout all of the then known world, and their cry was heard almost daily. 40 wrestlers wrestling for thee, O Emperor, to win for thee the victory, and from thee the victor's crown. When the Roman army was sent to fight in faraway Gaul, news reached Nero that some of these men had received Jesus as Savior. They were ordered to bow before the statue of the emperor, and they were ordered to say, Caesar is Lord. If they refused, they were to strip themselves of their clothing and go out on the frozen lake to die. The soldiers marched up to the statue, poured a libation, and said, Caesar is Lord. But the first of the 40 famous wrestlers stepped aside and said, Christ is Lord. One after another testified of Christ. And the captain said to these men, look, men, if you don't bow, if you don't worship the emperor, you must go out on that cold, frozen lake, stripped of your clothing, to die. I need you, men. I can't fight a battle without you. I'm going to give you another chance. Think about it. You'll have tonight and tomorrow, and then, at the setting of the sun, you will be given one more opportunity. Your God won't care. Think of your family. Think of your friends. Think of your sweethearts. Say, Caesar is Lord. It won't hurt. They slept that night just like a babe in the arms of a mother, and they awakened in the morning, and they honored their Lord with their lips and their lives. That evening, as the sun was setting and the bugle was blown, the soldiers marched to the statue, poured a libation, and cried, Caesar is Lord! But not the 40 famous wrestlers. One after another, they stripped themselves of their clothing, and they marched out on that cold, frozen lake singing, 40 wrestlers, wrestling for thee, O Christ, claim for thee the victory, and from thee the crown. It was a cold night. It was bitterly cold, and the captain said, one may come back. And he ordered a guard to keep a fire burning in a little tent, and to keep warm food and warm clothing in case one should return. And during the night, the guard called the captain and said, Captain, sir, one's coming back. He's crawling. The captain looked at the soldier, and then he looked to the Lord, and he prayed, O thou Christ, come into my heart. Save me, or I perish. And then he said, Lord, I'll live for thee, and I'll die for thee. Just as the soldier came back to the statue and raised his hand to pour a libation, he died. Then the captain took off his clothing and walked out on the cold, frozen lake, singing, 40 wrestlers, wrestling for thee, O Christ, claim for thee the victory, and from thee the crown. Dare you live for your Lord? Dare you die for your Lord?